morning, all y'all. All y'all tuned in to Rosie on the House this morning, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition. For 29 years, going to be celebrating our 30th year here very shortly. Thank you for that. We've been coming down to the radio station for 30 years every Saturday morning for one reason, to try and earn our place in your heart, to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. So that no matter what you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we can help you do the right thing. Our lines are open. We've cleared all the phone lines. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-767-4348. Don't call the radio station that you're listening to us on, because we're broadcasting over about 9 different stations all across the great state of Arizona. So my wife had the great idea of picking up a toll-free phone number. It's 1-888-ROSIE for you, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4 and the letter U, 1-888-ROSIE for you. And that puts you in touch with us at the Broadcast Central, where we find out where you're calling from, what's your name, and what's your project. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we take calls from all across the state of Arizona with whatever project you're trying to tackle. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we usually bring in a specialist and talk about one particular topic. And we're going to be talking about ceramic tile, particularly in the 10 o'clock hour today, about how can you tell a good tile job from a bad tile job, okay? But in the 9 o'clock hour, we're here for you with whatever project or question you might have. Now, a couple of the ways that we try to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend is we write a lot, which is really ironic for a guy that had to take English 101 for 7 semesters. But I have a wonderful writer on staff, Miss Becky, who's been with us about 5 years now. She is magic for me. We get together and brainstorm the particular topics. I give her the names of experts I know in that particular arena, a few talking points, and I say, let's go this direction. And she just goes to work, and she crushes these articles. We write for our website, rosieonthehouse.com, where today our blog is all about tips on tile, which just happens to be our 10 o'clock topic. We also write for the Casa Grande Dispatch. That goes out every Sunday. And in tomorrow's article, we're going to talk about when in Arizona you need to know what to look for. When is it time to repaint your house? The Green Valley News on Wednesday is going to get an article on tailgating, some great recipes and tips on throwing a great tailgating party, which is all a part of the Rosie on the House experience, having a little good time. You never knew a Cajun that had to look very far to get an excuse for a party, and tailgating is a great weekly excuse for a party. The Arizona Daily Star, published down in Tucson, every Sunday we take questions from Pima and Santa Cruz County from homeowners that write to us. Well, we answer those specific questions for the Daily Star every single Sunday. And then, of course, we have the KTAR, our flagship station blog, goes out every single Friday. And actually, yesterday we were talking about trends in showers. So those are just some of the print things we do to try and earn your love. The other thing we do, of course, is the website, rosieonthehouse.com. Let's see. Let me do math. If I've been doing the show 30 years and there's 52 weeks in a year, how many programs does that make? Okay, probably about 1,500, something in that area. And we probably were a four-hour program now. We started as a one-hour program, so that's anywhere between 3,500 and 6,000 hours on air talking to Arizona homeowners, taking your questions. That's a lot of questions. All those questions are posted on our website with the appropriate answer. So rosieonthehouse.com all of a sudden becomes your most incredible resource. It becomes an encyclopedia for Arizona home ownership. And you know how much it costs you? That's right. Not a dime. It's absolutely free. all this building experience, and we've built in Flagstaff, we've built in Wickiup, we've built in Wickenburg, we've built all over Maricopa County, we've built in Navajo County, we've built in Greenlee County over in the New Mexico border, we've built in Santa Cruz County on the Mexican border in southern Arizona, and Pima County and Pinal County. We've built all over Arizona. So we take our local building experience and we put it to work for you. And you've got the right answer for the right question based on where you live in Arizona. Well, let's say you don't want to tackle the project yourself. Well, we have a screened referral network for most quadrants of Arizona, where if it isn't a project you want to tackle yourself, but you want somebody you can trust to come in and do the job right and treat you fair, go to rosieonthehouse.com. Plug in your zip code, state what you'd like done, and we will give you, it's our goal to be able to give you two or three choices within 20 miles of your home, and Romy's working hard to get that built out statewide. So you'll have a couple choices. We feel everybody on the website is imminently screened. There's no referral service that screens their contractors tighter than we do. But it's still good to have a choice, right? We don't feel like one exclusive person per category is a good, fair deal for you, the homeowner. So we try and give you a couple choices. So whether you want it done for you or you want to do it yourself, it's rosieonthehouse.com. While you're on the website, you can also subscribe to our newsletter, which will come into your email news box every single week and talk to you about a tip that you can't get anywhere else, and special offers, and a notice as to what we're going to be covering on the show that upcoming Saturday. So we do all of this for you, the Arizona homeowner, and then we open our lines on Saturday morning at 1-888-767-4348. And that puts you in touch with us here at the studio. Like I say, we get your name, your number, and we go from there. Well, let me tell you what's been going on at the home shop, the office, this past week. We had a show last Saturday that had to deal with APS, our largest power provider in the state of Arizona. And we tried to make it very clear on that show that all of us are extremely impressed with how reliable and affordable APS makes their electricity. But APS has recently gone through a hearing at the Arizona Corporation Commission a couple months ago where a rate increase, a rate modification, let me change the terms for that, a rate modification was voted in. The peculiar nature of this rate change is that there were no body grandfathered. Whatever rate you were on, this rate change mandated you were going to be changed. All of our early evidence indicates that most of you will see a pretty noticeable increase in your bill. That's our early modeling. We don't know yet. We haven't got enough information. Most of you have received your August APS bills by now, or will in the very near future. You're going to see that the bills are broken into two components: your power consumption up to August 18th, and then your new rate that you were put on from August 19th forward. And what I would encourage you all to do is take the total kilowatts on the first half of the bill and divide it by the total cost. Take the second half of the bill and the total kilowatts consumed and divide it by the second total of the bill. And just compare how much you're paying for power per day now as compared to what you were paying prior to August 18th. We would love as many of you to send that data to info@rosieonthehouse.com so we could start building a database. We are getting flooded with inquiries about Rosie. Now, what does this do to supercooling? What does this do to solar power? What plan should I go on? Well, we need to collect a little bit more data from everybody before we can make some emphatic statements about where you should go on your power consumption plan. Send us the data. Again, I want you to take your bill prior to August 18th and divide it, the dollars, into the total kilowatts consumed or the total days. Tell me what your total bill per day was. And then do the same thing post August 19th. And tell me what your total cost per day was. And we'll start building this data plan out. We have until May for all the homeowners to make a definite decision which plan they want. But you've all been embedded into a transition rate right now. And we did extend APS an invite to come on and help explain it. And they are going to be here. It's in 2 weeks, I believe. Not next week, but the week after, I believe. So we're going to have them here, and they too will be able to answer your questions as well. But we would love to collect all of that data at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Romy just walked back in. He had been broadcasting live in the 8 o'clock hour from the Great American Seed Up at North Central Baptist Church at 5757 North Central Avenue, where the urban farmer has got all set up in the big seed buckets, and you're there to buy in bulk and learn about buying, sowing, and storing seeds. I thought it was particularly interesting that they actually recovered seeds from a clay pot in the Grand Canyon that were 600 years old, and those seeds propagated. Now, that's cool. That is really cool. All right, folks, I got a story for y'all right now. It is a great story. It's a story about how I bought my last truck 14 hours ago. I have this particular truck in mind, and I knew exactly what I wanted. And I called Sanderson Ford, and I said, this is it. I'm spelling it out for you. Find me this truck. I did that back in July. And it had a couple peculiar things that I really wanted on it. And I kept hearing from my guy there at Sanderson. Rosie, I just want you to know we're still looking. Haven't lost track of that. Yesterday, he drives the truck to my office. And he says, here it is, babe. Take a look at this. You want to drive it around the block? It's got your name on it. Every single thing I was looking for. And I said, man, I'm so glad I have this relationship. Y'all treat me so special. And he says, no, we don't. We treat you just like every single customer we have. Next car buying experience, go to Sanderson Ford. You have to remember, they're always closed on Sunday. In Glendale, south of Glendale, on 51st Avenue. You can't go wrong in a car buying experience at Sanderson Ford. I've been doing it for 30 years.